Good afternoon. Skies remain cloudy today across interior New York and New England, out ahead of a cold front which is approaching from the west. Also associated with this front will be a few more scattered showers that'll pass through from time to time during the day today, but we're talking about rain showers as temperatures have started to climb back through the 30s and into the lower 40s during the midday hours. The front, while pushing through, will also allow some of the clouds to break up for the end of the day to lead to a bit of sunshine, which will help push temperatures into the upper 40s to around 50 for highs with an increasing southwest wind. We'll continue our clearing trend with partly cloudy skies overnight tonight and lows back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. High pressure will build in, bringing us a dry day on Wednesday, abundant sunshine in the morning, with some high to mid-level clouds mixing in the afternoon, highs again near the 50-degree mark. By Wednesday evening, clouds will thicken again, and a more potent system will head our way for the end of the week. The system will come through in two parts, the first coming through on Thursday morning as another round of wet snow, this time perhaps adding up a little bit more, especially across the higher terrain for the morning commute. Once again, there'll be a transition from that wet snow to rain showers during Thursday morning after the sun comes up, with breaks in the cloud cover in the afternoon on Thursday allowing temperatures to reach into the mid-40s. The second part of this disturbance will move through on Friday. This part will have much milder air associated with it, so a round of rain is likely on Friday morning, which will taper off to showers. Then some breaks of sunshine in the middle of the day Friday will allow temperatures to surge into the upper 60s to around 70. At this point, we'll track a cold front through the region on Friday afternoon with a few scattered showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder, which will lead us to a sharp cool down for the weekend. We'll go back to mostly sunny skies on Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an anomalously strong mid to upper level low will push slowly inland today and tomorrow across California, the Great Basin, and Southwest. Heavy snow will continue today through the Sierra, with widespread totals in the 1 to 2 foot range likely. Heavy snow is also possible later Wednesday through the Wasatch of Utah, southward into the McGeehan Rim region of Arizona as this storm pushes east. Lower elevation areas will have the potential for moderate to locally heavy rainfall amounts across portions of California and into the Southwest. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, Boston showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and highs around 40 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 75, set in 1990, and the record low, 1 below zero, in 1916. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:05 p.m. 12 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with a few rain showers left over today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain showers around this afternoon, then some breaks of sunshine, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a few scattered rain showers this afternoon, then some breaks in the clouds, breezy with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a few scattered showers this afternoon, then some breaks in the clouds late today, breezy with highs around 50. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A few scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise some breaks in the clouds by the end of the day, breezy with highs near 50. becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to some clouds by the end of the day, dry near 50. Snow and rain moving in late Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Some accumulation, especially across the higher terrain. Then a transition to rain showers after sunrise on Thursday with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Rain on Friday morning, then some breaks of sunshine, followed by scattered showers in the afternoon, maybe a rumble of thunder, highs around 70. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler for the weekend, highs both days in the lower 40s, and mostly sunny in the mid-40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.